Only a handful of citizens attended the meeting and voiced concerns about local and regional land acquisition. Swift Mud's Eric Sutton points out how public funds are used to purchase land.
Through documentary stamp taxes, like every time property changes hands, those taxes, is a bit of that that goes towards the Florida Forever program. And Florida Forever collects all of those monies, and then that gets split out several ways. It goes to the water management districts, to DEP, so they can buy things like State Park, and some goes to other programs like Florida Communities Trust.
Swift Mud used to receive $26 million per year from the Department of Environmental Protection's Florida Forever program, but according to their website, it had recently dropped to $22.5 million. Sutton says that last year, the Florida Forever program has not provided funding.
Where do we apply those monies? We apply them to areas that you see here depicted on maps that are eligible for acquisition based on the criteria in Florida Forever, and there are numerous ones. They are somewhat different than you might find in a local program. They speak to the water resources, to natural habitats, to wildlife. So we take that criteria, combine it with the district's mission, which is natural systems protecting regionally important systems, and then once they're eligible, then we can entertain acquiring them.
Thursday's meeting was the first of its kind, and according to Sutton, will seek community input into the process of regional public land protection.
This is also marks the first time that the district has gone through this public participation. The last time we did this was in 1997, so periodically it's important to update your maps.
Sutton details how Swift Mud updates its map for properties that are eligible for land acquisition in Hillsborough County and surrounding regions.
Let's say some time ago we had something identified and then it became a subdivision. Well, obviously, it's no longer eligible. So we went through that exercise. We utilized new information scientifically, GIS, that's geographic information systems, that's largely computer-based and scientifically based. We also formed a steering committee that consists of a number of different experts. We also went out regionally, just like we're doing tonight, with folks. And then this is, again, our last public workshop in this region where we're taking information. Anything you might know, any comments you have, we want to hear about it.
Funding and opportunities for land acquisition have changed drastically over the last decade, according to Sutton.
Given the real estate market 10 years ago, 20 years ago, $26 million went a long way. So we were able to accomplish a lot in that time and just basically seize opportunities. That was the heyday of acquisition. Now it's not the same. You have limited opportunities. You have ownership set of flip. People are invested. Large landowners might have had it for three generations. They don't want to sell in a down market. You have limited funding, maybe no funding, and you've got an increasing population that sees these as opportunities from everything from active recreation to stay off of it. It's really the whole profession of land acquisition and management has turned in the last 10 years.
For more information on the Southwest Florida Water Management District, log on to swfwmd.state.fl.us. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.